It's important now that you don't make your friends suspicious when you go back to them. Tell them that your mother called, and that you talked her out of coming home for the time being. Now repeat after me. Thank you, Mom. Say it now. Thank you, Mom. The tears were coming. I tried to fight them back. Say, I love you, Mom. I'll see you soon. Say it now. I love you, Mom. My voice was thick. I'll see you soon, I promised. Goodbye, Bella. I look forward to seeing you again. He hung up. I held the phone to my ear. My joints were frozen with terror. I couldn't unbend my fingers to drop it. I knew I had to think, but my head was filled with the sound of my mother's panic. Seconds ticked by while I fought for control. Slowly, my thoughts started to break past that brick wall of pain. To plan. For I had no choices now but one. To go to the mirrored room and die. I had no guarantees. Nothing to give to keep my mother alive. I could only hope that James would be satisfied with winning the game. That beating Edward would be enough. Despair gripped me. There was no way to bargain. Nothing I could offer or withhold that could influence him. But I still had no choice. I had to try.